Parshas Miketz, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk states, Vayehi Vaboiker Vatipoem Ruchoi. And it was in the morning, and his spirit was agitated. Rashi quotes Targum Onkelis that the word Vatipoem means to stir and agitate. Bekash Keshes Besoichoi Kifa Amoin. He was agitated and shaking about inside him like the clapper of a bell. Therefore, the word Vatipoem is related to the word Pa'amoin, a bell. Rashi continues, Uve Nebuchadnezzar Oimer Vatispoem Ruchoi. By Nebuchadnezzar, the Pasuk reads Vatispoem with two letters Saf. Because there were two pe'imais, two causes of agitation. One was shikchas hachaloim, the forgetting of the dream, and two, the ha'alomas pisroinoi, the hidden interpretation of the dream. Concerning Paroi, however, he did remember his dream, but didn't know what it meant. Therefore, the additional tuf by Nebuchadnezzar indicates that there were two reasons for his agitation. The Be'er Chovos further elaborates that the word Vatipoem is actually a verb in Binyan Nif'al, and some verbs in Binyan Nif'al can have a reflexive meaning. In our Pasuk, the word Vatipoem expresses an action that one does to himself B'kalus, an easier way. Since Paroi remembered his dream and only didn't know the interpretation of the dream, the word was expressed in Lashon Nif'al. However, by Nebuchadnezzar, Shenis Aleim Tarte, that there were two things he didn't remember, the actual dream and the interpretation, the Torah uses the stronger Lashon in Lashon Hispa'el. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin. The Pasuk states, V'sheva ha'porois ha'rakois, and in the same Pasuk, B'sheva hashibolim horeikois. B'sheva hashibolim horakois, the emaciated cows, and B'sheva hashibolim horeikois, the emaciated wheat ears. There's a machlokes whether the shorish of the two words are the same from the lashon of reik, or possibly the shorish of the second word horeikois is reish kuf kuf, a verb in Binyan Kfulim, in Gizras Kfulim. The word horakois has a patach under the reish and a dogesh chazak in the kuf. The word horeikois has a tzere under the reish and no dogesh in the letter kuf. So make sure you pronounce each word correctly. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Hei. V'yikbitzu es kol oichel hashanim hatoivois. Let them gather all the food of the approaching good years. Rashi comments that the word oichel, food, is a noun. Shem davar hu. Lefichach tamoi ba'alef. The main accent is on the aleph. Oichel. V'nakud bepatach katon. And the nakuda under the chaf is a segoel. Rashi uses the Lashon Patach Katan as this was the terminology of the Rishonim. Rashi continues to tell us that if you pronounce the word Oichel with a Tzere under the Chaf, it changes the meaning of the word. The word Oichel is a verb, a Poyal, and means one who eats, and not food. Therefore, the verb to eat is pronounced Oichel on the Chaf. But here the word is Oichel, food. Rashi also uses the term komatz katan instead of tzere. This was the term used by the Rishonim. So whenever we see that Rashi is referring to komatz katan, it is not the komatz katan that we use today that is contrasted with the komatz gadol. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Ches. Vayoyme paroi el avodov, Hanimtso Chose Ish Asher Ruach Elokim Boy. Paroi said to his servants, can we find a man like this, referring to Yosef, a man who has the spirit of God? Rashi quotes Targum Unculus that says, Hanishkach Kedain, can we find one like him? Targum Yonason also translates it the same way. Rashi is telling us that the word Hanimtza is a verb in Binyan Kal and means, can we find? Therefore, the nun of the word Hanimtza is the nun of the word Anachnu, and the hey introduces a question. This hey follows the general rule of hey hasha'ela or hey hatamiya. The hey hasha'ela and hey hatamiya begin with a chatov patach under the hey, as we see in this pasuk. There is a chatov patach under the hey. This diuk is very important because if you were to pronounce the word with a complete patach, ha nimtza, this will change the meaning of the word. Ha nimtza would be a statement. This man, the one found, is a man with God's spirit. Then this would have the meaning of a hey hayidiyah and not a hey hatmiyah. Also, the binyan of the word would be changed to a binyan nifal, and subsequently the word nimtza would mean was found. In binyan nifal, it means was found. And together with the hey, it would mean the specific man who was found, referring to Yosef. Therefore, when pronouncing this word, do not pronounce a complete patach. It is a chatav patach and has the din of a shvono. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Gimel, and Nun Dalet. The pasuk reads, Vatichlena Sheva Shnei Hasova. Vatichlena means the years ended. In the next pasuk, Vatichilena Sheva Shnei Horo'ov. The word is Vatichilena. The years began. They are two different words, two different shiroshim, two different pronunciations. The shorish of Vatichlena is Chof Lamed Hei from a Binyan Kal, and the shorish of Vatichilena is Ches Lamed Lamed, a Binyan Hifil Kefulim. So be careful when reading these words. Perik Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Vav. V'horov Hoya Al kol pnei ha'aretz, vayivtach Yosef es kol asher bohem, vayishboyer limitzrayim. And the famine spread over the face of the land, and Yosef opened the storehouses of produce and sold the produce to the people of Mitzrayim. Rashi comments on the word vayishboyer. Shever l'shoin mecher u l'shoin kinyon hu. The term shever can mean either buying or selling. In this pasuk, it means selling. However, later in Perik Mem Gimel Pasuk Beis, the pasuk states, "Vayehi ka'asher kilu le'echol es ha'shever asher heviu mimitzrayim, vayoymer lahem avihem shuvu shivru lanu ma'at oichel." The words "shuvu shivru" mean "go back and buy for us some food." In this pasuk, "shivru" is a lashon kinyan, a purchase. Also note, when the word lishboyer is attached to the next word with a makof, as a result of losing its trop, as a result of losing its tam, as in the word lishbar oichel, if you look in Perik Mem Beis Pasuk Zayin, it doesn't say lishboyer, it says lishbar oichel. The komatz under the beis is a komatz katan, since it is derived from the word lishboyer, with the beis having a cholam choser. Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Yaakov Levanov Lomo Tisra'u. Yaakov heard that there was grain in Mitzrayim, and he said to his children, Lomo Tisra'u. Rashi comments that the word Tisra'u means, Lama tar'u atzmechem b'fnei b'nei Yishmael v'nei Esav ki'ilu atem sveyim. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud explains this as meaning, do not show and publicize the fact that you have an abundance of food when all of the Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav are suffering from famine and hunger. Kidei shelo yiskanu vachem, so that they do not become jealous of you. Although Yaakov's family had enough wheat, Yaakov orders his sons to go to Mitzrayim to purchase grain so that their neighbors who were suffering should not envy them. There is another pshat in Rashi that says, why should everyone look at you and wonder, why are you not seeking food for yourselves? B'terem sheyichle ma shebiyedchem, before all the food that you do have has not yet been finished. Another pshat in Rashi, umipi acherim shamati, shehu lashon kichisha, an expression of leanness. Lama tihyu kichushim bara'av, why should you be made lean by hunger? The Ibn Ezra and Rashbam have an additional pshat, al tihyu merivim ze im ze, do not argue or quarrel with each other. According to these pshatim, there would be a machlokes as to what the shorish of the word tisra'u is. It could be either resh aleph hey, which means to see, appear, or even quarrel, or resh vav hey, to mean to be satisfied or satiated, lomo tisra'vu, and the shorish of that would be resh vav hey. Perek Membeis Pasuk He. Pasuk states, Vayovoyu Bnei Yisrael Lishboir Bisoich Haboim. The Bnei Yisrael came to buy wheat among the others, Bisoich Haboim, among the others who came to buy. Rashi comments on the words Bisoich Haboim, Matminin Atzmon Shelo Yakirum. They were hiding themselves so the people should not recognize them. Each one would enter the city using a different path.
Why?
Kidei shaloi tishloit bohem ayin hara, so that the evil eye should not have an effect on them. Shekulam noim v'chulam giborim. The Miradachya questions how Rashi derived this pshat, matminim atzmam shelo yakirum. Maybe they just came like all other people came. He answers that the word besoich teaches us this pshat, because the pasuk should have written only toich, without the beis. However, the beis of besoich means toich toich, and that the letter beis takes the place of one word toich. Therefore, the pshat is toich toich, and teaches us that they went and hid in the middle of the other people. Shaloi tehe ayin hara sheletes behem veloi yakirum. Perik membeis posuk zayin. Vayar Yosef es echov vayakirem vayisnaker aleihem vayidaber itam koshais. Yosef saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted like a stranger to them and spoke to them harshly. Rashi comments that the word vayisnaker na'aso lohem kinochri bidvorim. He acted like a stranger to them by speaking harshly. Therefore, the verb is used here in binyan hispael, which means he showed himself to be a stranger. Perik membeis posuk tes zayin. Pasuk states, V'yibochanu divrechem ha'emes itchem. Yosef said, you shall remain imprisoned so that your words can be tested whether you are telling the truth. Rashi comments on the word ha'emes. This means im emes itchem, whether the truth is with you. Lefichach hu nokud patach. This is why the hay has a patach, because it's introducing a question. Is the truth with you? Are you telling the truth? Rashi is pointing this out to teach us that the hey is not a hey hayidiyah. It is not a statement meaning the truth is with you. It is a question. If the pasuk would want to convey a statement, then the word would be ha-emes, a hey with a komatz, because the din of hey hayidia for words beginning with an aleph would be with a komatz, ha-emes. Other examples, ha-oretz, ha-even. A question is generally introduced with a chatov patach, like we had the pasuk, ha-shefet kol ha-oretz lo ya'aseh mishpot, where the hey of ha-shefet has a chatov patach. But here, since the aleph of emes has a chatov segol, which has a din of a shvono, we cannot begin a word with two shvonoim. Therefore, the word becomes ha-emes. Perek Membeis, Pasuk of Zion. Vayivtach ho-echod es sakoi. The one, ho-echod, the one opened his sack to feed his donkey. Rashi comments on the word ho-echod. Hu Levi, this is Levi, shenishar yochid mishimoin ben zugai, who remained alone without Shimon, his brother. The Ibn Ezra gives a different shot. Ho-echod mehem v'yitochein l'hiyois ru'uvein ki hu ha-bechor k'moy echod b'cheshboin. The reference is possibly to Ru'uvein, since he was the firstborn. Therefore, the word ho-echod in this pasuk means the first in number, echod b'cheshboin habonim. The hey ha-yidiyah with the word echod makes this a specific one, number one, or the first one, meaning the oldest, Reuven. If the Torah just meant one of them, the Torah would have used the word Echad alone, without the hey. Perek Membeis Pasuk Lamed Dalid. Es achichem etein lochem ve'es ha'oretz tischoru. Yosef said, I will give to you your brother, and you will be free to circulate in the land. Rashi says that the word tischoru means tisoivavu, you may go around. B'chol loshoin soicharim uschoiro al sheim shemechazerim v'soivavim achar haprakmatio. The loshon of soicharim and soichayra mean going around, because merchants travel around to seek business. Perek Membeis, Pasuk Lamed Ches. The Pasuk states, Vayoymer lo yered bini imachem ki achiv meis vahu levadoi nishor ukira ahu osoin baderech. We're going to comment on the word ukira ahu. Yaakov said to Reuven, my son Binyamin will not go down with you, because his brother is dead and he alone has remained. And should any accident happen to him on the journey, you will bring down my old age in grief to the grave. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that the word ukira'ahu, meaning will happen, is spelled with an aleph, ukira'ahu. But in Parshas Vayigash, in Perek Memdalid, Pasuk of Tes, the Pasuk states, Ulekachtem gam ezeh me'imponai vikarohu asayin, and there the word vikarohu is spelled without an aleph. So why the different spelling? Rav Yaakov answers that Shevadai hatevo atzmohi vikarohu, without an aleph, from the Lashon of Mikre, if something should happen. However, when Yaakov spoke to his sons and told them that he would not permit Binyamin to go down with them, he was merames to them, he was hinting to them that his fear was not because of Mikra Ba'alma, but the reason was because Shekaru'u Olav Bashamayim Sheyihyeh Olav Asayin. He was afraid that the Hashkocha from Hashem was that he would experience a tragedy, and is not just a mikra ba'alma, but rather shekaru'u v'gazru olav sheyihyeh, the calling and the decree would befall him on the way. Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yudalid. The Pasuk states, v'shilach lochem es achichem acher v'es binyamin. Yaakov says to Yehuda and his brothers, take your brother and return to the man, and may Hashem grant you mercy before the man and release to you your other brother, referring to Yosef, together with Shimon and Binyamin. Rashi comments on the word vishilach, kitargumoy viyiftar lechoin, and may he release to you Yiftirenu me esurav, may he release him from his imprisonment. Lashoin lachofshi yishalachenu, the same lashon as he shall send him to freedom. The Be'er Chovos explains that Rashi is indicating that the word vishilach with a dogesh chazak in the lamed belongs to binyan piel, the binyan that expresses a more intense action or intense meaning. Here in our parsha, the word vishilach means sheyiftirenu legamri, a complete release, not to return. However, the word visholach with a komatz, without a dogish in the lamed, means shlichus bekalus, and would mean not a complete freedom, but could mean yiftirenu al tenai viyoshuv elav la'achar zman, to release him on condition and return to him after a specific amount of time. So vishilach means to send away and not return, and visholach means to send and return. Vishilach is binyan piel, visholach binyan kal. Perek mem gimel pasuk yudches. Vayiru ho'anoshim ki huvu beis Yosef. The men became frightened when they were brought to Yosef's house. Rashi comments that the word vayiru is written with a double yud. The shorish of this word is yud reish aleph, to fear. Vayiru means they feared, they were frightened. The word vayiru with one yud means they saw. The shorish of this word would be reish aleph hey, to see, which is a different shorish. The difference in how you divide syllables and the difference in the enunciation of the shva changes the meaning of this word. If you divide these words into syllables, the word vayiru, they feared, we have three syllables. The first va, the second yi, and the third, ru'u. The word they saw, vayir'u, the first syllable is va, and the second syllable is yir, and the third syllable is u. In davening we read, vayosha Hashem vayoyim ahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim, vayar Yisrael es hayod ha'gedoylo asher osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, vayir'u Ha'om es Hashem vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi. So be careful during davening to say vayiru. Perek mem gimel psukim chav dalid and chav vav. In chav dalid, the word is vayovei. Vayovei ha'ish es ho'anoshim beisa Yosef. The man brought the men to Yosef's house. In Pasuk Vav, the word is Vayovoi, Vayovoi Ha'ish Habaisa, and Yosef came to the house. In the Sefer Torah, if you lane, the letters are spelled the same way, and there are no nukudois, so make sure you do not confuse them. Vayovei means to bring, and Vayovoi means to come. Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayechatz ponov vayetze vayis apak vayoymer simu lochem. Yosef washed his face and went out, and he restrained himself. Rashi comments on the word vayis apak, nis ameitz. He put effort upon himself, he strengthened himself. This word is another example of a verb in binyan hispael. He restrained himself, he strengthened himself. Perek Mem Dalid, Psukim Aleph and Beis. In Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk states, Malei es amtechois ho'anoshim oichel. fill the men's sacks. Amtechois means sacks, plural, and the accent is milra, amtechois. In Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk reads, Tosim befi amtachas hakotoin. Place in the youngest one's sack. Amtachas is Loshin Yochid, and the word is mil'el. The word is pronounced amtachas, the main accent on the tuf. So don't confuse these words. They do make a difference in meaning. Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk Tes Zayim. And this will be the last comment, the last Pasuk. Vayoymer Yehuda Manoimar Ladoini Manedaber Uman Nitztadok. Yehuda said, what can we say to my master? What can we speak? How can we be justified? How can we justify ourselves? Rashi comments that the sherish of the word nitztadok is tzadei dalid kuf, lashon of tzedek. This is a verb in binyan hispael. Rashi teaches us that in binyan hispael, if a sherish begins with a tzadei, we put a tes after the hay in place of the tuf. Generally, the hay suf, the his prefix, indicates a binyan hispael. However, since the shoresh begins with a tzadeh, two things change. Number one, a tes replaces the tuf. And number two, the tes is after the first root letter, after the pei hapoyal. And this is how we get the word nitztadok. The dalid gets a dogesh, like all verbs, in binyan piel, pual, hispael, which are known as the binyonei hadagush, where the middle root letter, the ayin hapoel, always gets a dagesh chazak. Rashi points out another yesod, that if a sherish begins with a samach, or a shin, or a sin, when it appears in binyan hispael, the suf of hispael is placed after the pei hapoyal, after the first root letter. Rashi gives a number of examples, you can see, but I'll just mention one. The verb shamor, shin mem reish, in hispael will be conjugated yish ta mer, where the tuf separates the shin from the mem. Yish ta mer is a word found in Trei Osar, Micha, Perek Vav, means will be kept.